Mark Linkletter. Well, today we're going to have some fun with that wild and wacky gal who looks like a disaster area, Phyllis Diller. And she's written a book called Phyllis Diller's Housekeeping Hints, with a foreword by Bob Hope. I just picked out a couple of these that you ladies will love. Suggestions of how to skip housework. Don't taste the food while you're cooking it. You may lose the nerve to serve it. Buy a house far enough away from school so the kids can't come home for lunch. Don't dust the cupboard shelves. Then you can fit things where they belong, on the spots where there's no dust. And finally, I love this one. Instead of washing the light fixtures, use stronger bulbs. In 3 years, I've gone from 25 watts to 1,000. Well, that's Phyllis. You'll hear more of her in just a moment. How would you like to meet one of the best-dressed, most beautiful stars in all of Hollywood? So would I. But instead, our guest is Phyllis Diller. Like an explosion in a popcorn factory.
Are you talking about my dress or my hair?
What in the world is this, Phyllis?
Well, you hit it. I call this dress my popcorn dress. And, incidentally, I went to an Italian movie the other night, and yeah. I just couldn't enjoy it because they had too much garlic in the popcorn. You know, Art, you know, my house looks like a set for an Italian movie. It's so messy. Ugh. And that Italian movie was a bust. It was no good at all because, I'll tell you exactly why, the hero had a job and she was flat-chested.
Fellas, I can't keep track of you. You are at one time like this, and the next time you're one of the Pruitts of Southampton, which incidentally is a wonderful new TV series.
Thank
and congratulations.
You. Thank you.
In the middle of all the carnage with TV series falling right and left,
yes.
Yours is going.
Well, what are you going to do?
Isn't that great? And by the way, I read that wonderful story
about
you.
Boy, this is a quiet group. Where do you get these people?
These people there.
Holy smokes. If you ever get a chance to be an audience again, don't take it.
Or better yet, I can tell you what they can do. They can all run out and buy a copy of your book.
Ooh.
Phyllis Diller's Housekeeping Hints,
yes.
With an introduction by Bob Hope.
Yeah.
Who merely says you're the funniest dame in the whole world.
Yes, I make him say that.
What do you actually do in this book, Phyllis?
What are housekeeping
hints?
Well, they help ladies to enjoy life more because my hints are going to make you happier because you don't become a drudge. You see, I have all these. Well, for instance, I keep house my own way. Now, even the white pages in my phone book are yellow. And another thing, now see, I never wash on Monday because I don't want my wash compared with the wash next door. Because I tell you who I got living next door, Mrs. Clean. Oh, I hate that broad. I cannot stand that woman. She's bald and wears one earring. And you know, I finally did find out why her wash is cleaner than mine. She washes it. She's a silly, silly, dumb woman. She vacuums her driveway. But I always blame the condition of my house on the former owner, although we've lived there 25 years. Anything that goes wrong, I just blame it on the former owner. Another one of my household tips is you should always put get a sun lamp for your husband's because the shirts look whiter on a man with a tan. See, I'm going to skip
boy.
That. Now, and there's nothing that makes a woman seem more feminine and gracious and poopsie pie than arts like cooking and sewing. And sewing is one of the most feminine arts, and it's almost dropped nowadays by women. Now, here's what you do to make people think you sew. You draw a pencil mark around the bottom of your daughter's dress, and then they'll think you had let it down. Lovely? Lovely. Now, during the times of crisis, like spring house cleaning, don't bother. Just put your arm in a sling. See there? I'm probably the only woman in the world who ever entered a cake in a contest and got a black ribbon.
A black ribbon?
I got a black ribbon. I am the inventress of the pineapple upside down cake. I made one straight up and dropped it on the way to the kitchen. Once made a rum cake that we drank with a straw. And developed
and then you
an
wrote.
American flag. And then I won.
Then you rose instead of the cake and just floated off someplace.
Another thing I will tell you, you see, I never change my menus for sometimes a whole week because I can use the same recipe and every night it comes out different. That's a fact.
It just, the same stuff always comes out different.
Nobody knows what they're eating at my house. One time a guy started his will in the middle of a second course. And when people come into my house, we have a little thing. We don't have a guest book. They put in next of kin. And another way to confuse guests, you know why I'm looking around, poking around, going like this on your furniture? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they make marks on my furniture, I just beg them, don't put the date. Anyway, you should have checked or striped wallpaper, and that way people will be halfway home before they can focus.
Boy, that's far out.
I shouldn't make you. Yeah,
you hold that, and I'll hold your book. Your book is full of all these kind of hints.
Full, absolutely.
No matter what happens any time of the day, you can turn to your book and be completely confused.
Completely confused.
Fellas, it's always fun to have you on our show.
Well, it's always
this is really a wonderful mother with some great kids and a great gal. I wish we had time to reprise the story of her life because, you know, she was already in her 70s before she started in show business.
You're really nuts about me.
Anyhow, that's Killer Diller. Phyllis.